a general question, Jennifer. What is the role of public education in teaching comparative religion? What do you want public schools to do, if anything?
I want exactly what God says, and I won't change from that, which is, God says, inquire not what other nations do and how they serve their God.
Water.
I have a lot of concern that this nation has basically kicked God out of everything. It's kicked him out of the court, out of the schools, out of everything. And God is lifting his hand of protection off of this nation. It's already started.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't even think about calling in, all right? Please don't, okay? Tom is 70 years old. Again, you want the book out. You want the book out of the classroom.
I want all, you know, you take God off the throne of this nation, and I don't want any other gods put on it.
Okay. But again, you want the book out of the classroom.
Yes, I want the book out of the class. Or just rip out the pages that are so offensive and obviously lying.
Before I go to Andy, and who decides what's offensive in society? Because to you, it's this one segment, and to Annie, it may be something else, and to me, it may be something else.
Well, you know what I think is really sad is that California is standing behind this history book. That's giving a black eye to every history book in the past. They talk about these historians who have all these credentials, but what have they got? They've just got all these history books that they've obviously, if it's anything like this one, been able to do anything they want with it. It's just really disclaimed every history book that's ever been in America, if they're going to stand behind this book.
And again, to clarify, if the textbook is not removed, you and the Pacific Justice Institute will go through with the lawsuit.
Absolutely.
Asking for monetary damages or just for the removal
of
the book?
I have no idea. I've already told Brad that if there is any monetary damages, I'd like him to take it for other Christian causes that he's doing. Although, somebody did suggest, and I think it's wonderful, is to, you know, if anybody else wants to sue, and if it's for monetary damages, I don't even know, but if it is, take that money and offer to use that money to buy new books for the kids.
And why not put your son in a Christian school?
Number one, there's none in my area. Number two, I can't afford it. Number three, I don't know that God would want him to be.
Okay. Annie? I'm just trying to understand.
Well, I'm really struggling to understand too, because I have to go back to a real basic piece here. We've already admitted that we are an embattled school district financially. What I'm hearing though, and what I'm really trying to understand, because I think it is important, is that this, as far as the school district's concerned, Jennifer has